is whispering nothing? Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing?
Drop.
George Gopin is the name. I am professor of the practice of rhetoric. Throughout his career, Shakespeare loves the play of the words know and thing together. And nothing, almost always, when it is articulated by a Shakespearean character, is significant. It's not a word of nothing. It is a word of something. And it often means something. Is whispering nothing? Winter's Tale is a story of misdirected jealousy. Leontes is the king, and Leontes' friend Polixenes is visiting for 9 months. And Leontes' wife, Hermione, is a good friend of Polixenes. And Leontes develops this insane jealousy in thinking that Hermione, who is 8 months pregnant, has been impregnated by her lover, he thinks, Polixenes, and he's furious. Is whispering nothing? So Leontes calls his faithful servant and advisor, Camillo, to him and says, my wife's a hobby horse, deserves a name as rank as any flax wench that puts two before her troth plight. Say it and justify it. Camillo responds, I would not be a stander-by to hear my sovereign mistress clouded so, without my present vengeance taken. Beshrew my heart, you never spoke what did become you less than this, which to reiterate were sin as deep as that, though true. And this brings us to Leontes' nothing speech. Is whispering nothing? Is leaning cheek to cheek? Is meeting noses? Kissing with inside lip? Stopping the career of laughter with a sigh? A note infallible of breaking honesty? Horsing foot on foot? Skulking in corners? Wishing clocks more swift? Hours, minutes, noon, midnight? And all blind with the pin and web, but theirs, theirs only, that would unseen be wicked? Is this nothing? Why, then the world and all that is in it is nothing. The covering sky is nothing. Bohemia nothing, my wife nothing, nor nothing have these nothings, if this be nothing.
Drop.